Learning creatively. Painting. Chinese painting, the flower of Chinese culture, is distinguished by a spirit and an atmosphere all of its own, entirely different from Western painting. It is as different from Western painting as Chinese poetry is different from Western poetry. That difference is hard to grasp and express. It has a certain tone and atmosphere, visible in Western painting, but essentially different and achieved by different means. It shows a certain economy of material, marked by the many blank spaces, an idea of composition determined by its own harmony, and marked by a certain rhythmic vitality, and a boldness and freedom of the brush, which impresses the onlooker in an unforgettable manner. Somehow, the picture before us has undergone an inner process of transformation in the artist's mind, shorn of its irrelevancies, its disharmonies, and giving us only a completely satisfying whole, so true to life and yet so different from it. The design is more obvious. The artist has interfered with the material reality and presented it to us only as it appears to him, without losing its essential likeness or intelligibility to others. It does not try to paint all before one's eyes, and it leaves a great deal to the onlooker's imagination, without developing into a geometric puzzle. Sometimes, the concentration on the immediate object is so intensive that only the tip of a plum branch is given in the whole picture and left there as perfect. This artistic tradition did not come by chance or by an accidental discovery. Its characteristics may be most conveniently summed up, I think, in the word lyricism. And this lyricism came from a certain type of human spirit and culture. For we must remember that Chinese painting is closely related in spirit and technique to Chinese calligraphy and Chinese poetry. Calligraphy gave it its technique, and Chinese poetry lent it its spirit. Poetry, painting, and calligraphy are closely related arts in China. It was Wang Wei, born in 699, a first-class landscape painter himself, who first introduced into painting the spirit and technique of Chinese poetry, with its impressionism, its lyricism, and its emphasis on atmosphere. Thus, the father of the Southern School, which makes Chinese painting deservedly famous, was a man nurtured in the Chinese poetic spirit. Later on, in the 11th century, under the influence of Song scholars like Su Dongpo, 1035 to 1101, Chinese painting reached still greater simplicity and subjectivity. Su Dongpo even painted a bamboo tree without its joints, and when someone protested, he replied by asking, "Did the bamboo grow by adding one joint to another?" Su, who was a great writer and poet, specialized in painting bamboos, and he was so fond of them that he once said, "I would rather go without meat in my meals than go without bamboos in my house." His bamboo was like his running script, a splash of ink without colors. The best way of understanding Chinese painting is to study these influences, which went into the building of that peculiar tradition.